This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban continued its offensive, capturing a strategic provincial capital near Kabul and breaking through defensive lines in Afghanistan's third largest city on Thursday, further squeezing the country's embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission there. Seizing Ghazni cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault as part of an insurgent push some 20 years after U.S. and NATO troops invaded and ousted the Taliban government. In an AP interview, Seth Jones, senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Afghan security forces have been well trained, but now feel abandoned.
This is a decimation of morale because they've been abandoned by not just the U.S. and its military, but the Europeans, which have also left.
Meanwhile, news reports from Afghanistan say insurgents captured most of the city of Herat, which could put nearly all of western Afghanistan under Taliban control just one day after militants completed their capture of the country's northeast. The United States Thursday urged Americans to leave Afghanistan immediately as the Taliban continued their advance across the country. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul said in a notice on its website that American citizens should leave Afghanistan immediately using available commercial flight options. The embassy offered to help citizens unable to leave immediately for financial or other reasons, but warned that given the security conditions and reduced staffing, the embassy's ability to assist U.S. citizens in Afghanistan is extremely limited, even within Kabul. Visit